Good evening. Well, as you heard Apostle say in the last class, we only have three more after this. Pay attention. Chapter 5 is so important because there's been so much abuse of the prophetic in the body of Christ because people don't want to be trained. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
They don't want, let me put it another way, they don't want apostolic government and training. So chapter 5 is quite lengthy, and we're going to try to stick with the outline as best we can because it's important that we delve deep into chapter 5. So what is chapter 5?
Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy.
No, that's not chapter 5. What's okay. Hold up. Say it again.
Distinguishing,
discerning,
judging,
and judging in the realm of prophecy. That's why it's so important, because the average believer does not know how to distinguish, nor discern, nor judge prophecy. And that's why so many lives have been made shipwrecked. But when you are under apostolic government, you will notice that you pretty much operate, watch this, from a spirit-controlled atmosphere.
Yes,
y'all got to see the difference?
Yes,
I say spirit-controlled. Okay, let's go, sir. Is the thing on? It's on. Okay, how we doing? Still? We got it now? He say yes? Okay, start from the beginning. Okay, we only have three shots. All right.
Distinguishing between prophesying under the Spirit.
No, go to the title.
Okay. Distinguishing, discerning, judging.
Distinguishing, discerning,
judging in the realm of prophecy.
In the realm of prophecy. As I said before, because of the abuse of the prophetic, it is very important that chapter 5 be discussed in great detail. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go.
Distinguishing between prophesying under the Spirit.
Distinguishing between prophesying under the Spirit.
Of prophecy.
Of prophecy.
And having the resident gift.
And having the resident gift.
Those who prophesy under the Spirit of prophecy.
Those who prophesy under the Spirit of prophecy.
Are dependent upon a conducive atmosphere.
They are dependent upon a conducive atmosphere.
Or environment.
Or environment.
While those with the resident gift.
See, they depend upon a conducive atmosphere or an environment in order to prophesy. Mm-hmm. Y'all understand that? When the height of praise and worship is going on, and people have entered into high praise, then the atmosphere is now conducive to prophesying.
Yes,
sir. Are you listening? But when you have the resident gift, yes, after you're filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, and have prayed in the Spirit,
yes,
and developed yourself in the Spirit, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now you're a candidate to operate in the resident gift,
yes,
of prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep reading it.
With the resident gift are dependent upon their ability.
The resident gift depends upon their ability
to hear and receive from God.
To hear and to receive from God.
Those who prophesy under the Spirit of prophecy.
Those who prophesy under the Spirit of prophecy.
Do not prophesy as regularly.
They do not prophesy as regularly.
As those who operate in the resident
gift. As those
gift.
Who operate in the resident gift.
They are dependent upon the atmosphere and prophetic.
They are dependent upon the atmosphere
and prophetic unctions present.
And prophetic unctions present.
Those who operate under the Spirit of prophecy.
Those who operate under the Spirit of prophecy.
Prophesy under a different.
They prophesy up under a different.
Lower level of prophetic unction.
And a, notice that, a lower level of prophetic unction and anointing. Read.
Those who operate under the Spirit of prophecy.
Those who operate under the Spirit of prophecy.
Are learning to move in the prophetic anointing.
They are learning to move in the prophetic anointing.
Yes. It is at this level.
It is at this level.
That the church members can learn to move.
That the church members or the congregation can learn to move.
Into the operation of prophecy.
Into the operation of prophecy.
All can learn to prophesy one by one.
All can learn to prophesy one by one.
Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy.
Those who operate under the spirit of prophecy.
Can develop the prophetic flow.
Can develop the prophetic flow.
Until it becomes a resident gift.
Until it becomes, y'all notice that, a resident gift.
Yes. So
go ahead.
This happened by observing.
This happens by observing.
The following.
The following.
Becoming more sensitive to the inner workings.
Now, when you are filled with the Spirit, now through praying in the Spirit, you become more sensitive to the inner workings of the Holy Spirit.
And to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
And then the most important thing is we learn to respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I told you all of Jesus' ministry hinged upon the fact of intimacy, hearing, and seeing.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Prophesying more regularly.
Prophesying more regularly.
Thus stirring up the gifting and creating.
Thus stirring up the gifting and the creating.
An atmosphere of faith for yourself.
Creating an atmosphere of faith for yourself. See, you prophesy by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You got to step out there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Participation in faith.
Participation in faith.
Associating and fellowshipping.
Associating and fellowshipping
with the prophetic ministers,
with the prophetic ministers,
and working with them,
and working with them,
association with others,
and association with others. Come on,
removing setbacks of fear.
You have to remove setbacks of fear
and ignorance,
and knowing or learning
how to move more frequently. Into the prophetic realm.
Into the prophetic realm.
Information deals with what we have.
Now watch this. Information deals with what we what?
Have.
What we have
in
and
our mind.
In our minds. But revelation deals with what we have in our spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Yes. And we must develop our minds. You listening?
Yes.
Through the renewing of our mind. See, praying in the spirit help you to bypass your mind. Are y'all ready for this? In order to have the mind of the Spirit, you must become acquainted with Him.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You got to have His mind.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Removing setbacks. Of fear.
And ignorance.
And knowing or learning. How to move more frequently. Into the prophetic realm. Information deals with. What we have in our minds. But revelation deals with. What we have in our spirits. Revelation and truth teaching.
Now you think me an apostle talk, huh? Revelation and truth teaching. Go ahead.
Distinguishing between the gift of prophecy.
And the prophet's ministry.
The simple gift of prophecy. Has often been confused with the ministry of the prophet. All who prophesy are not prophets. But all prophets must prophesy regularly, frequently.
You want to know why? Because I told you last week, a dog was made to bark, a cow was made to moo, a cat was made to meow, and a prophet prophesies.
Yes, sir.
And when they really are properly and divinely connected, I'm telling you, they'll change the atmosphere of a room in a jiffy quick second. That's why when we come here, we feel the refreshing. Because every time Apostle opened up his mouth, it's like a fresh gusher. Okay, go ahead.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy.
Is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
That's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
To equip the believer.
To equip the believer.
For effective service.
For effective service.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet.
Is one of the ministry gifts of Christ.
Is one of the ministry gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his body, which is the church.
Which sets the believer into their specific ministry.
And the ministry of the prophet sets the believer into his specific ministry.
Function in relation.
And function in relation.
To the body of Christ.
To the body of Christ.
The gifts in Romans 12.
The gift in Romans, their gifts in Romans chapter number 12. They are motivational gifts.
They are basic gifts.
They are basic gifts.
That motivate and mobilize the believer.
That motivate. And mobilize the believer. Now, because of time's sake, I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's a list of them in 1 Corinthians 12, and you know, it goes through, you know, it talks about prophecy, it talks about exhortation, it talks about, you know, the ministry of giving, it talks about the ministry of teaching. Are you listening? Those things motivate people. Are you listening? They for the individual believer. Come on, go ahead, sir. The gift in Romans 12 are motivational gifts.
They're basic gifts.
They are basic gifts.
That motivate and mobilize the believer for service.
That motivate and mobilize the believers for service.
Motivational gifts.
Motivational gifts.
Are spiritual inclinations.
They are spiritual inclinations.
Inside the believer's spirit.
Inside of the believer's spirit. In other words, you pick up, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay, go ahead.
The motivational gifts are for building up of the individual.
They are for building up the individual. In other words, it gives you confidence in who you are, yes, and what you are assigned to do.
Yes,
okay, go ahead.
The gifts in 1 Corinthians 12.
Now, the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12.
Are charismatic.
They are charismatic gifts.
They are gifts of the Holy Spirit.
They are gifts of the Holy Spirit
that, empower and equip the
that empowers and equips the believers
for service.
These
gifts are resident operations.
Now, these gifts, notice the difference. These gifts are resident operations
of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit within you. The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit dividing to every man, watch this term, severally as he wills. So in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, we function by the Spirit.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes.
This is not something you make up and do.
Amen.
You don't make up the word of wisdom.
Amen.
You don't make up the word of knowledge.
Yes,
you don't make up special faith.
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes.
You don't make up working of miracles and gifts of healing and prophecy.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes,
you don't make up diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and discerning of spirits. These all operate, say they all operate,
they all operate
as
the
Spirit
wills,
as the Spirit wills.
The Spirit.
So it's important for us to get our wills, which talks about the soul, the imagination, your feelings, your emotions, your thoughts. It's important for us to get our wills lined up with his will. Because when our will is out of line in alignment with his will, we'll start operating on our own. And that's why there have been so much abuse of the prophetic gift in the church. Instead of uplifting and blessing people, it embarrasses people. Okay, go ahead.
The gifts in Ephesians 4:11.
The gifts in Ephesians 4:11.
Are ministry
gifts. Now, those are ministry gifts. Those are gifts that are given to the church by the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. They are given to, read.
They are gifts of Christ.
They are gifts of Christ.
That ordain and anoints the believer.
That ordains and anoints the believer.
To function in a specific dimension.
To function in a specific dimension.
In Christ's ministry.
In Christ's ministry. One of the ascension gifts. Are you listening? All five represent the one Christ. Don't forget that. That's why we got to get away from making superstars. in the body of Christ. If you have not noticed, if you have not paid attention, there are no more superstars. Y'all won't talk. The TV don't even talk much about them no more. Because God is tired of the church making superstars. You heard Apostle talk about being smothered? Huh? Well, that's what superstars did. People couldn't hear from the man who God was really talking through because they were too focused on, woman, thou art loosed. And you've been to 50 conferences and you're still bound. Now, don't take that as a slight against the man who started it, because he's a gift. But we made stars out of him. Are you listening? That's not God, children. Y'all notice Apostle is not trying to be a star. He's moving as the Spirit wills and directs him so he can give us the same. Go ahead, sir.
These gifts are lifestyles.
These gifts, notice this, these gifts are lifestyles.
And life messages.
And life messages.
And life examples of the resurrected
Lord. And life examples of the resurrected Lord, the resurrected Christ. Go ahead.
The ministry gifts are for building up of the church.
The ministry gifts are for the building up or the edifying of the church, the perfecting of the saints to do the work of the ministry. Go ahead.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy
is only one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
It's only one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet.
Whereas the ministry of the prophet
is inseparable.
Is inseparable from the person. Are you listening? See, it's hard for a real man of God to separate himself. You know, some people go to church, and some people are the church. Some people will build their lives around knowing they are the church. And other people come to church after they take care of other things. Okay, go ahead.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy
is only one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Is only one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Where the ministry of the prophet.
Where the ministry of the prophet
is inseparable from the
person. Is inseparable from the person.
Prophesying refers to the gift.
Prophesying refers to the gift.
Prophet refers to the man.
And the prophet refers to the man. You can't separate them. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All are exalted to convert the gift.
All are what?
Exalted. To convict the gift.
To covet
the gift.
Okay. I know when words aren't right, y'all. Okay, read it all together now.
All are exalted.
All are exalted to covet
the gift of
prophecy, but not the ministry of a prophet. You can't covet to be that. That's a calling.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Y'all see the difference?
Yes, sir.
See, can I say something right here?
Yes.
You have to desire spiritual gifts.
Yes. Yes.
You have to desire them. They don't just show up.
Amen.
You got to desire them. The Paul in 1 Corinthians 14 say, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you prophesy. Mm-hmm. Why? Because prophecy is to edify the whole church. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy.
Is restricted to edification.
Is restricted to edification.
Exhortation.
And comfort.
While the prophet prophetic anointing.
While the prophet. Prophetic anointing
covers all of the above.
It covers all of the above.
And the following.
Now, all of the above mean exhortation, mm-hmm. edification, mm-hmm. and comfort, plus
revelation of the past.
Revelation of the past.
Present.
Future.
In the realms of the spirit.
In the realms of the spirit. Now, see, that's why y'all people act like Jesus was. You know, Jesus wasn't tripping when he met the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? That was one of the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
the word of knowledge. Are you listening? Yes. Now, the reason why prophecy is so important, because prophecy is a divine utterance in a known tongue. Yes. So even when God gives you the word of knowledge, mm-hmm. not a word, uh-huh. the word of knowledge, yes. means a specific regarding a person, mm-hmm. you still have to speak it out.
Yes.
That's why the speaking gifts are so important. Because
yes,
if you can't work with that one, you ain't gonna to get to this one.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Counsels of the ways.
Start from the beginning.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy
is restricted to edification.
Is restricted to edification.
Exhortation.
And comfort.
While the prophet's prophetic anointing
covers all the above.
And the following.
Revelations of the past.
Present and future. And in the realms of the spirit,
it should say. Go ahead.
Counsels of the ways. And workings of the Holy Spirit. Direction and guidance. Into the plans, the purposes, and our pursuits of God. Prediction of the future plans.
Purposes.
And even judgments of God.
Mightier and higher gifts are necessary.
To place a person into the prophetic ministry.
Y'all understand that statement? Without these things functioning and without these things operating, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You can go to www.becomeaprophet.com. But if this stuff is not functioning in your life, see, we got to, no. That in the book of Revelation, one of the churches he wrote to, he said, there are some who call themselves apostles.
Yes.
And you tried them, approved them, and found out they were not. Well, what makes you think that's limited to an apostle? If you got to try them, the Bible says prove all things. Mm-hmm. You can't have nobody come into your church know what they're a prophet. Mm-hmm. Without being proven, have no encounters, have no experience, have no wisdom. Are you listening?
Yes,
then you get the real deal, like Apostle Thompson. Mm-hmm. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Now, people are going to show up because they're afraid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes,
we've had too many imposters.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Mighty and higher gifts are necessary. To place a person into the prophetic ministry. These four gifts must be in constant operation. In a prophet's life. Word of knowledge.
Y'all notice that. The word of knowledge.
Word of wisdom.
The word of wisdom.
Discerning of spirits.
The discerning of spirits.
Prophecy.
And prophecy. Mark that down. Never forget that. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, and prophecy. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You must see them in function and in operation regularly. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It is what sets him apart.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why you can't go around calling yourself something that you're not. Because whom God calls, he also equips.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'll put it another way, Dr. Walker. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The label does not define the contents.
Amen. That's good.
Always.
That's good. Yes, sir.
But the contents should define the label. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't understand that, just go get your jar of mayonnaise, blue plate. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And fill it up with sugar. I guarantee you that the label will not fit the contents.
That's right.
But if you taste that, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. You shall know a tree by its fruit. It needs evidence is all I'm saying. And we have too many people pastoring, too many evangelists, too many pastors, too many teachers, too many prophets, and too many apostles who are none of the above. That's why we have so much confusion out here. Nobody wants to be submitted to apostolic government and ministry. Go ahead, sir. Hurry up.
The gift of prophecy.
The gift of prophecy.
Comes well down the list in order.
It comes well down the list in order.
Of importance.
Of importance.
Among spiritual gifts.
Among spiritual gifts.
Whereas the prophetic ministry.
Whereas the prophetic ministry or the ministry of the prophet.
Is second among the list of
is
ministry.
Second in Ephesians 4 and 11 and 1 Corinthians 12, 28.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Discerning and judging prophecy and revelation.
Discerning and judging prophecy and revelation. Go ahead.
Only prophesy of scripture.
Only prophecy of scripture.
Is perfect and infallible.
Is perfect and infallible. That's very important. Only prophecy of scripture.
However, this type of prophetic revelation.
However, this type of prophetic revelation
has ceased.
Has ceased. Do y'all understand what that means? Nobody else is writing the Bible. Mm-hmm. There are no more books being written.
Right.
Holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The Bible wasn't man's biography,
mm-hmm,
or some novel he wanted to write. It's literally God breathed.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You heard Apostle talk about Moses being able to record stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even on the scene.
Right.
But because of intimacy with the I am that I am,
yes,
God could talk to him and say, write this just like I'm telling you.
Yes.
That's what make it God inspired and God breathed.
Yes,
now I got to say something. Now some people read what Moses wrote and then talk about God said that. Oh, no, y'all didn't understand, huh? Huh? Everything in the Bible is truly stated as God wanted it to be recorded. But God didn't say every word that's in the Bible. Oh, now see, all right. See, some of y'all a little dyslexic, a little retarded. All right, now let me help you. There's a scripture in the Bible that say, we know that God don't hear sinners. Well, then how are we going to get saved? Okay, I'm just trying to help you. You understand? Okay. I'm just trying to say something. You got to know these things, because people are trying to make you think the Bible contradicts itself, and it doesn't. Okay, go ahead, sir.
The fact that prophecy today is open for judgment.
The fact that prophecy today is open for judgment
proves its present imperfection.
Proves its present imperfection.
State.
Yeah. State. In other words, that simply said all prophecy got to be judged. That's important to know. It's imperfect. You don't prophesy the whole, you prophesy in part. Now we're going to get into some nitty gritty. Go ahead. The first reason for judging prophecy.
Because of the imperfect state of the channel.
It's because of the imperfect state of the channel
through which it comes.
Through which it comes. You understand that? The vessel. We talking about earthen vessels here now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
First Corinthians.
Just go.
The gift itself is pure and holy.
The gift of prophecy is pure and holy all on its own.
But the water that flows out from our tap.
But the water that flows out from the tap.
Also carries the impurities of the tap.
Also carries the impurities of the tap. We live down here in South Louisiana. You can't just cut that faucet on and drink that water. Point well taken. Go ahead, sir.
The purity of the prophecy.
The purity of the prophecy.
Depends on the degree of yieldness.
Depend upon the degree of yieldedness.
And sensitive of the vessel to God.
And sensitivity of the vessel to God. That's why Apostle Thompson is where all right, I'm 60 years old. I've been in church all my life, but I've never met a man like this one. My own father, before he went to glory, he was a pastor. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He looked at me one day, because he knew I was following him. He knew that was my spiritual father.
Mm-hmm.
He never got upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me one day and said, that man is functioning from another realm.
Wow.
But what you have to understand, at the time my father told me that, he was in two realms.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I'm saying? See, he told me, he said, tell the people, cancer didn't take me. I made a decision to go.
Yes, sir.
Now that sounds sacrilegious if you don't understand what he was saying. He's saying, I'm not dying because this taking me out. I made a decision to go. Okay, y'all will catch up with that one day. He did what all the patriarchs in the Old Testament did. Gathered his children around the bed, told them each about themselves, their purposes, their destiny, stuff he didn't like in their life. Hello?
Yes, sir.
And then told them what to do after he left. Okay. All right, you don't see that regular. Most people just die, go off the scene.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead.
We do not know in what spiritual state.
The person is in.
When prophesying.
You understand that? You don't know their spiritual state or condition. You don't live with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
Go ahead.
Thus for our own safety. We need to discern and judge the prophecies. Given.
And you judge all prophecy by the canon of Scripture, the Word of God. Go ahead, sir.
The second reason for judging prophecy. Is because the New Testament prophets. They are functioning and operating. Differently than their Old Testament counterparts. Old Testament prophecies. That were given through the prophets.
Notice this. Old Testament prophecies that were given through the prophet became the canon of Scripture. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It became the canon of Scripture. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. That which is written, which cannot be broken. Mm-hmm. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All prophecy must be judged by. Go ahead.
New Testament prophecies.
Are judged today.
On the basis of what canon of
Scripture. Based upon the canon of Scriptures.
The written word. Just keep moving.
They'll get the Scripture, because if they don't, they might fail an exam test. Go ahead.
Okay, gives us a clear indication.
Say it again.
First Thessalonians 5:23-24. And 1 John 4:1.
Okay, and 1 John 4:1.
Gives us clear indication. That the New Testament experiences. Involves judging. Discerning. And retaining only that which is good.
You have heard the statement, eat the hay, throw out the stubble. Go ahead.
This process matures the believer. As he continually learns to choose. That which is good.
And that ought to tell you something, right? Why you get all tripped out about something negative or don't seem good? It's for your maturity. How you gonna know good from evil? If evil never showed up. Evil often show up looking good. Smelling good, driving good, and everything else. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
It might have came here a male, but now it's a female. Okay. Okay. All right. Drag queens really do look like. But you take one home and they ain't like. Okay, go ahead.
This process matures the believer. As he continually learns to choose. That which is good. Discern that which is holy. And live by that which proceeds from the mouth of God.
Man does not live by the whole Bible. Oh, now y'all gonna really get upset with me. How are you gonna live by that you don't know? What do you live by? That which God reveals to you out of the Bible. The preceding word is a rhema word. That which God speaks to you. But you should study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed. Watch this. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And that's why we have a lack of government in the church today. People don't want truth. Go ahead.
The distinct qualifications. Of one who would prophesy. Is that he must receive a word directly.
Into his spirit.
This factor distinguishes. Him from the false prophet. Who speaks out of his imagination,
his intellect, his own mind and will. Go ahead. Say what?
Ra and Roha.
Yeah, Ra and Roha. He don't know nothing about the Hebrew. Just read.
Which both are derived from the word.
I don't know nothing about the Hebrew either. All right. Which are both derived from the word.
Seer means to look. At or.
Look at or.
To behold intently. This word describes the seeing. Perceiving. Or receiving of God's message. This ability to receive. Marks out the true prophet. From the false.
The ability to receive from God. Hear from God. Receive God's word. And then be bold enough to declare that thus said the Lord. Let me tell you something about a real prophet when he know how he functioning. He'll tell you, thus say the Lord, don't worry about how it's going to come out. See, you get the word. Look. Oh, that's all I'm going to tell you. I've seen some things. I have confidence. When I know God done told me something, baby, you understand? Okay. If you know God done told you something, you don't worry about how it's going to come out.
Yes, sir.
I ain't embarrassed.
Yes, sir.
But if you're not hearing
right,
and you're just saying stuff to try to impress people, because it don't take prophecy that long to come to pass.
Amen.
I could give you an example, but I got to keep moving. Go ahead.
Scripture teaches us that a prophetic word can possibly come from three major sources. Through the Holy Spirit.
It can come from the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source of a true prophetic word. The Holy Spirit moved these prophets. The Greek word for moved.
Is P-H-E-R-O.
Meaning to be borne along.
It means to be borne alone.
Or to be driven along by wind. Through the human spirit.
These are the ones speaking out.
Of their own heart. When our mind. Which is the place of expression. For our human spirit.
Is set upon the Holy Spirit.
The thoughts communicated are often filtered. From evil and demonic influences. When our human spirits and mind
are acting independently of the Holy Spirit.
Revelation.
And inspiration.
Then the prophetic word. Should be discarded.
Y'all understand that?
Yes, sir.
You're prophesying out of your own intellect. We need, watch this. We need a word from the Lord.
Amen.
That song, son, huh? We don't need, huh?
Yeah.
Another woman thou art loose conference. Let me leave that alone. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need a real word from the Lord.
Yeah.
Money cometh a real words from the Lord.
Yeah.
Y'all want to know how I know?
Yes, money.
Huh? Because money cometh.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
If money come and just work for him, it would be one thing. It's working for me.
Amen.
And I'm working it.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to tell you I'm working it.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of the seed I sow.
Amen.
I can't be broke.
Amen.
I could never be broke.
Amen.
Another day in my life.
Yes,
know why? Y'all want to know why?
Yes,
I got two words that came from the mouth of an apostle and prophet.
Amen.
Because money cometh is both apostolic and prophetic. They have prophesied my future into my now. Okay? So don't ever get discouraged by the process. You believe the words of the prophet? Said, so shall you prosper. Are you listening? Okay, I'm just trying to tell you. And that's not the only words God gave him.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But it's just two.
Yes,
okay, go ahead.
We done?
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't get me in trouble. How many more pages we got? Lord, that's a long chapter, huh? Okay, well, y'all still go. I'm going to probably spend the last two classes, if it holds up, and try to get two chapters in at one time. All right. I thought I would have got further along. How many more pages I had to cover? Ooh. Okay.